Supervisor Hillary Ronan's legislation was reviewed by the Rules Committee on Monday. It seeks to address the growing family homelessness crisis in the city by providing long-term stability after their current subsidies expire. The Rapid Rehousing Program gives homeless people money for rental assistance along with case management and job help. Participants are sometimes pushed back onto the streets soon after the assistance expires due to the high cost of living and losing their other benefits while receiving assistance. Currently, there is a 70% success rate, meaning 30% have returned to homelessness. A similar program is offered through the state-funded program CalWORKS and is capped at 1 year, providing a maximum of 3 years to families experiencing or at risk of homelessness. Aaron Rodriguez, a case manager at Homeless Prenatal Program, said during public comment that this isn't enough time for the mothers that he works with.
In that time, you're asking mothers to get a livable wage full-time job, establish child care, and in that time, when they're making a livable wage, they're no longer qualified for the benefits they once received. And so in that year, you're challenging them to establish not only all of those and to be without benefits, maybe even be without case management, to make sure that their life is going to be able to be stable. So not only is 1 year just a Band-Aid, it's not effective.
Being homeless is a traumatic experience, not just for the mothers, but for the children, according to Virginia Taylor, a representative of family support organization Safe and Sound. Taylor said that this trauma leads to homeless children struggling more than their housed peers.
The harsh reality is that homeless children are sick at twice the rate of housed children. 50% of homeless children under 4 have developmental delays, and each episode of homelessness deepens the trauma, increasing risks of long-term struggles. Our family support organizations work tirelessly to find housing and prevent child abuse, but they can't create miracles when the city policies work against them. This legislation gives our overworked, underfunded caseworkers the time they need to help families increase their economic stability.
Speakers commented that as winter approaches, many families will suffer more in the cold and storm conditions. Fatima Miranda showed up to recount her experience as a homeless mother trying to raise a child on the street. She addressed the supervisors with the help of a city council interpreter.
Good morning, I'm Fatima Miranda. I'm a mother, and I was homeless with my son. I was living on the street. It was very difficult for us to live on the street, and of course, I couldn't even sleep because I have to take care of him and looking after him during the night, and I will really ask from your deep from your heart, please. We really need that 5-year subsidy. We really need those years for everybody, for the families, for the mothers, for those kids that they don't have any houses. Thank you.
The entire committee, Supervisors Shaman Walton, Asha Safai, and Aaron Peskin, approved the bill. It will return to the Board of Supervisors December 3rd for review. The final vote on this legislation will be December 10th. For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Cuello.